For CRI News, this is Victor Ning. The 7th World Forum on China Studies, themed China in a New Era, has opened in Shanghai. The World Forum on China Studies is a Shanghai-based academic event jointly hosted by the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences and the Information Office of Shanghai Municipality. The forum is dedicated to reflecting upon global challenges while fostering an informed understanding between China and the rest of the world. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd said during his keynote speech that the world has a natural interest in understanding what China is doing, as it directly affects practically every country. This year's two-day event has drawn 180 scholars from over 30 countries and regions. The UN's political chief is stressing the urgency of reducing tensions on the Korean Peninsula after finishing his four-day visit to North Korea. UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is suggesting there can only be a diplomatic solution to ease the tensions. Feltman arrived in North Korea on Tuesday for a rare four-day visit at the invitation of Pyongyang. The highest level UN official to visit North Korea in more than 6 years, Feltman held a series of meetings with North Korean officials. Chinese authorities have announced the plans for a new economic census next year. The State Council says the survey, the fourth of its kind, will cover businesses in the secondary and the tertiary sectors. The census is going to help establish the ownership, financial status, production capacity, energy consumption, digitalization, e-commerce trading, as well as research and development activities among the companies involved. In making the announcement, the State Council is warning local governments of zero tolerance for the falsification of data, forging results, or interfering in the census process. Leading officials from the Arab League and the Palestinian Authority have held an emergency meeting in Cairo in the wake of U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Arab League Chief Ahmed Abolgheit and Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki have issued a call for nations around the world to recognize the state of Palestine with East Jerusalem as its capital. Abolgheit has also offered a rebuke to the United States, saying Donald Trump's decision raises a question mark over Washington's role as a peace mediator for the entire world. The meeting comes as protests continue to rage throughout Palestinian territory in the wake of Trump's move on Wednesday. More snowfall is expected in Britain as large parts of the island country were hit by heavy snowfall on Sunday morning. An amber warning of snow came into force early Sunday morning, affecting Wales, the Midlands, and parts of northern and eastern England. Flights were already suspended at the Birmingham airport and roads affected in those parts of the country. Temperatures are also likely to reach lows of negative 10 degrees Celsius in some parts of Scotland and Wales, falling to as low as negative 14 degrees Celsius in isolated rural areas. Up to 25 centimeters of snow is predicted later Sunday. China's National Meteorological Center is forecasting that a cold front will sweep across most of northern China, bringing plunging temperatures and strong winds in the next 5 days. From Sunday to Monday, temperatures in northern and northeastern provinces will fall by up to 8 degrees Celsius. Parts of Inner Mongolia and other regions will see drops of more than 12 degrees Celsius. The cold weather will be accompanied by strong wind in these regions. Some regions in Heilongjiang and Jilin provinces can expect snow on Sunday and Monday, with heavy snow forecast for northeastern Heilongjiang. Some 1.1 million applicants have taken this year's Chinese National Civil Service exam. The exam, which took place on Sunday, has seen the applicants competing for 28,000 vacancies in over 120 central government departments. The examination is viewed as one of the most competitive in the country, as only one out of every 39 applicants can secure a government career this year. The results of Sunday's written exam will be announced in January, along with a list of candidates to advance to interviews in March. Civil servant jobs are sought after by many Chinese as they offer a relatively stable career. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Victor Ning.